Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, setiap tahun pada tanggal 25 April kita memperingatinya sebagai Anzac Day untuk mengingat mereka yang berjuang dan meninggal dalam konflik bersenjata. Anzac Day telah menjadi simbol identitas nasional Australia. Anzacs adalah tentara Australian and New Zealand Army Corps dan termasuk banyak prajurit dan wanita pribumi serta dari mereka yang berlatar belakang multikultural. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Pada bulan Agustus tahun 1914, ketika berita tentang Perang Dunia I pecah, Australia bergabung dengan Inggris dalam perang melawan Central Powers yang meliputi Jerman, Hungaria, Bulgaria, dan Kesultanan Utsmania. Di antara 420 ribu tentara yang terdaftar, lebih dari 1.000 orang Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander menawarkan layanan mereka. Banyak orang lain dari latar belakang budaya yang beragam juga mendaftarkan diri. Profesor Edmund Chiu adalah seorang peneliti sukarela di Museum Cina di Melbourne, menjelaskan bahwa meskipun ada peraturan tahun 1903, Albert Victor Chen dari Ballarat adalah warga Cina Australia pertama yang bergabung satu minggu setelah perang itu diumumkan.
There was a Defence Act which actually exempted people non-European ancestry from joining the armed forces. So you have to be predominantly European descent to join the armed forces at that time. However, the Chinese Australian who joined ignored that totally and enlisted.
Penelitiannya tentang sejarah Anzacs sejauh ini telah mengidentifikasi sekitar 217 orang Cina Australia yang bertugas selama Perang Dunia Pertama. Ia mengatakan penerimaan petugas medis yang memungkinkan para pria patriotik itu untuk melayani negara Australia.
In those days, the final decision rests with the medical officer examining the applicant. And a lot of the medical officers just ignore that act and more or less say, well, you want to join up, you're fit enough to fight while you're in.
Ras bukanlah keprihatinan bagi beberapa anggota masyarakat. Ada keributan publik ketika George Kong Meng ditolak dari Angkatan Imperial Australia meskipun dinas militer sebelumnya bersama dengan adik-adik laki-lakinya yang berada di garis depan barat.
And there was a big outpour of objection from Australians, say, why are you rejecting this man? And he actually did enlist, but he was not sent overseas to fight.
Presiden Nasional dari Aboriginal dan Torres Strait Islander Veterans and Services Association dan warga Gudungura, Gary Oakley mengatakan bahwa banyak penduduk Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander bergabung untuk alasan yang berbeda, termasuk kesempatan untuk mendapatkan upah mereka yang untuk yang pertama kalinya.
Pay, love of country, probably also they thought after the war when they came back to Australia they would be seen in a different light, you know, we weren't citizens. So they thought, you know, this will help us to become citizens, people will see that we serve too, plus it also would have been an adventure.
Gary Oakley percaya itu adalah untuk pertama kalinya warga pribumi Australia menemukan kesetaraan.
Once you're in uniform, you were basically in the majority accepted. When you're in the trenches, you don't care about the colour or the religion of the bloke next to you or next to you or behind you. All you care about is he's going to watch your back. You were an equal.
Untuk diterima adalah suatu perjuangan bagi 1.000 tentara kelahiran Rusia, meskipun mereka berlatar belakang dari Eropa. Demikian menurut Dr. Elena Govor, seorang peneliti dari Australian National University.
In many cases, they had nicknames because they didn't speak proper English. People treated them as strangers, as aliens. But it took sometimes several months participation together in the battles for these people to be accepted.
Anzacs Rusia adalah bangsa terbesar yang terdaftar di Angkatan Kekaisaran Australia setelah Inggris, Selandia Baru, dan tentara kelahiran Kanada. Mereka berasal dari berbagai latar belakang etnis di perbatasan Kekaisaran Rusia.
For instance, Jewish people would fled Russian Empire because of pogrom when they were just killed arbitrarily because they were different. And many Jewish young immigrants escaped from Russia because they didn't want to serve in the Russian army. Russia had conscription when people had to serve in the army. But when this young Jewish boy came to Australia and First World War started and they enlisted in Australian army and they served along Australians.
Perang Dunia Pertama tetap menjadi konflik yang paling mahal untuk Australia dalam hal kematian dan korban. lebih dari 60 ribu orang tewas serta 150 ribu prajurit lainnya terluka, terbunuh atau ditahan. Sayangnya, bagi banyak korban yang selamat, pulang ke rumah tidak mengubah hidup mereka menjadi lebih baik. Harapan dari tentara pribumi Australia untuk meningkatkan status sosial mereka tidak terjadi sampai tahun 1949 ketika pembatasan pada pendaftaran berdasarkan ras dihapuskan.
The shame about it was a lot of these men who went away from reserves in Australia to fight overseas came back and found the Indigenous reserve where they came from was actually just turned into a soldier settlement scheme and it had been broken up. So the land they actually were on before they left, they came back and they couldn't go back onto it. You actually went away to fought for your country and come back and find that your piece of country has been parceled up. Again, you were still not a citizen.
Profesor Edmund Chiu mengatakan pahlawan perang warga Cina Australia, Billy Singh, berakhir menyedihkan. Meskipun ia telah dianugerahi tanah di bawah skema permukiman tentara.
Billy Singh, the most famous Gallipoli sniper, got pretty lousy land on which he could not really make a living. He ended up giving up the land and then went back to Brisbane and tried to make a living in Brisbane and die pauper.
Dr. Elena Govor, peneliti dari Australian National University, menjelaskan bagaimana beberapa mantan ansek Rusia tidak bisa mengatasi kehidupan mereka setelah perang berakhir.
In many cases, they still were strangers. They couldn't find their place. Many of them suicided. I guess many had this post-traumatic stress disorder, which no one really understood and diagnosed. And they misbehaved. They got in all sorts of trouble.
Ansek Day berarti hal yang berbeda untuk orang-orang yang berbeda. Namun, Kerry Oakley mengatakan untuk warga pribumi Australia, berbaris pada tanggal 25 April adalah tentang pengakuan.
I'm finally being recognized for the service to my country. I'm being recognized by the wider community. I'm proud of my service. I'm proud of my people. I'm proud of who I am. I'm also proud of the non-Indigenous guys that I'm marching alongside of who took me for what I was, a good soldier, sailor, and airman.
Untuk informasi lebih lanjut mengenai tradisi Australian Anzac Day, kunjungilah situs web Australian War Memorial pada situs web www.awm.gov.au.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.